Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on OklahomaFarmReport.com. Time to take a look at all of our agricultural markets here today. Well, we're going to have a complete rundown from Justin Lewis when we come back right after this. It's the 67th Annual Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association Convention and Trade Show, July 19th and 20th at the Embassy Suites in Norman. Convention speakers include NCBA's Jennifer Houston, Cattlemen Beef Board Chair Chuck Coffey, and opening session keynoter Congressman Frank Lucas. And this year's trade show will be bigger and better than ever. Registration information available on the website at okcattlemen.org. The Oklahoma Cattlemen's Convention and Trade Show, July 19th and 20th in Norman. Well, around here, John Deere starts with P&K, and we're proud to be Oklahoma's largest John Deere dealer with 16 locations in Oklahoma and another two in Arkansas. Our tractor lineup is stacked with capacity and versatility. We've got the largest selection, the lowest industry prices, and top-notch service. It's all a part of the P&K experience. We're changing what it means to really own your John Deere tractor. At P&K, you can afford it. So stop by or visit us online at pkequipment.com. You'll find the tractor you need at the price you want.
The cattle futures market today finished lower for live cattle and feeder cattle. 15 to 60 lower on the lives and 70 to $1.40 lower on feeders. We had box beef at midday continue to move lower with choice down 49 cents at $2.1244, select down 79 cents at $1.8837. And if you look at those two seasonally, they seasonally, if you average all the last 5 years together, typically make their low somewhere out in October on choice and also select. And this year we're near the low end of the previous 5 year range on choice, and select is the lowest it's been for this week. On the select beef for the last 5 years. But again, those typically work lower. Now, will that pressure the live cattle futures market? It's hard to know. But out in October, we're at 108.65 currently, and that was down 60. There is some 111 bid here in Kansas today, so that was thought to maybe be a little bit helpful. So again, live cattle and feeder cattle a little bit weaker. Hogs, on the other hand, were up significantly, with December hogs up 240 at 75.75. That's a really good rally there. Out in February 20 at 79.42, up 232. The African swine fever continues to be a major problem over there in China.
We'll have a check on all the grain news when we come back in just a moment. Discover new products and services at Cattle U and Trade Show, July 31st and August 1st at the United Wireless Arena in Dodge City, Kansas. Practical and useful learning for cow-calf producers, stockers, and feeders. Enjoy 2 days of keynote speakers, breakout sessions, and industry panels while becoming BQA certified. Register at CattleU.net. Make it a family trip and plan to attend Dodge City Days and the Roundup Rodeo. Cattle U and Trade Show, a High Plains Journal event. For details and registration, go to CattleU.net.
The grain markets today were generally weaker here. One lower in corn, about 5 to 6 lower in soybeans, and 2 to 5 lower in wheat. Cotton today was down 53 at 62.53. The general idea here is that the crops are actually doing pretty good despite the late planting. We are behind on the emerged and not now on the silking stage, according to the crop progress report. These are some of the slowest we've seen in the last 10 years in terms of that. No, but the USDA tends to stick to their guns and have pretty reliable data, giving us the planted acres number. There were some private estimates this morning of how many prevented planted acres there are. It's estimated 7 to 8 million for corn and 2 to 3 million for beans. The total crop total crop prevented planting acres are expected to be somewhere around 12 to 13 million acres, which would be a record. So if that continues to work its way down through the system, and as updated from the USDA, that could cause some lower total production here in terms of corn and beans, which you would think would be bullish here, but the market right now is taking that as a negative. The stock market currently down about 64 in the Dow. Crude oil trading a little bit lower, down 87 here. We've come off about $4 or $5 the last couple of days on crude oil. It seems that there's some unraveling of the tension over there. Justin Lewis, 877-431-9805. Futures and options trading involves substantial risk of loss. May not be suitable for all investors. Carefully consider whether future trading is suitable for you in light of your financial condition.